not gonna lie. It's very tough, but you really end on a good note on really what we're going to talk about tonight. First of all, just from hearing, it's very humorous, but if you really think about it, we heard a lot, there's a lot of sheker going on in the world. A lot of falsehood going on in the world. And I want to speak tonight a little bit about some MS, some true things. Things that are that apply specifically to you guys in this room. And I want to say, first of all, before I start speaking, it's always an honor and a privilege for me to speak here. Who just spoke? Was that my Rabbi Nepal? As Rabbi Nepal said, my wife came here and my sisters came here, and Shalvim is a place that we feel very close to, especially Shalvim for women. And it's a real honor for me to speak here tonight. Let's start. Parshios we're in right now, Bereishis. If you look at the Parshios, a lot of confusing things going on in the Parshas. There's a lot of, it's really the Yesodos of the Jewish people, a lot of crazy things. And one thing I want to start with the question that the Tolna Rebbe asks. He asks, it's really from last week's Parsha, if you look at the Avos, you look at Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu has Yishmael. And you look at Yitzchak Avinu, and he has Esav. And we have to ask ourselves a question. How is it possible? How is it possible that Avram Avinu, the Yitzchak Avinu, had children like this? How is it possible that you have an Esav? How is it possible that you have a Yishmael? And there's a lot of answers. There's a famous Rav Hirsch. But I want to give over an idea that I heard, and which could, I think, will lead us into an important discussion that needs to be raised. And what I heard is like this. How is it possible? Yishmael, Avram Avinu, gave chinuch to Yishmael. Avram Avinu, when we know that Malachim came to the tent, he sent Yishmael, go do achnas asorchim, and he made him run, he made him do things. And Esav, we know also, Avram gave him chinuch. Yaakov sent, Yitzchak sent Esav to school and took care of him. So what's going on? So something called, although they got proper chinuch from their fathers, there's something called Torah Simecha. And the Mishnah says, Al titash Torah Simecha. There's something that's very important and essential about Torah Simecha, the Torah of a mother. There's something that a mother imbues into a child that a father cannot. And what happened? And we see that this is very important. How do we see this? We see by David HaMelech, it says, Ani Abdecha ben Amasecha. David HaMelech says, I am an Eved because of my mother. Do you know who David HaMelech's father was? Anybody know?
Yishai.
Do we know anything about Yishai?
Yeah.
He was the one of four people in the entire existence of the world who didn't sin. And David HaMelech is an Eved. Why? Because of his mother. Ben HaMasecha. What about Yisha? Yisha is one of four people. Because the proof is a mother can instill something that a father can't. There's something kadosh. There's something, again, essential that a mother can instill that a father can't. Who's Esav? Who is Esav? Esav is from Lashon Asui. He was complete. He came out a man. Just imagine this. A guy comes out, the Targum Yonasan says he came out with a beard. Imagine like Rabbi Turetsky. A guy, a baby came out looking like Rabbi, not like Rabbi Turetsky. He had a beard like Rabbi Turetsky. Okay? That's wild. That's crazy. But he came out a man. He came out fully developed. He came out ready to go. And what happened? Even though he had a mother like Rivka, he came out a man. He didn't need his mother. He was independent. He didn't have the Torah Simecha. He didn't have the ability to be influenced by Rivka. We know Yaakov was very close to Rivka. Yaakov was extremely close, and Yaakov became Yaakov. And Yishmael, what about Yishmael? Yishmael had Avram Avinu, and it was his father, and he's Mechanechim, and he taught him about Chesed, he taught him about Ava, he taught about all these things. But what happened when he went to sleep at night? Who tucked him into bed? Hagar. Hagar, we know she believed in Avodah Zarah. You know, he put a Shmuel, all day Shmuel's hearing amazing things from Avram. You know what happens? He goes to sleep, she puts on the Arabic jazz music. You know what I mean? Like, it's the things that were just not things that would teach him the values of what Avram was teaching. And what happened was both of the Esav and Yishmael were missing Torah's Imecha. They were Esav because he skipped it, because he didn't need it, he was independent. Yishmael because he didn't have a mother that gave it to him. And we see that this is the most important thing that a child can get in his chinuch. It has such a deep effect. And I want to speak tonight about what is Torah Simecha. I'm sorry to shun about some of the Shanabekrols who were here when I spoke last year. It's going to be a little bit chazara, this beginning part. But I'll try to bring in some new things at the end. And so everybody can gain. But I still think this is tremendous, tremendous. These are the Yesodos, especially for Jewish women. The Yesodos, you guys are going to be the Imams of Chai Yisrael. See, I think the biggest skos of being here is to speak to the next generation of mothers of Chai Yisrael. You are going to be the people who are going to guide your children. Give me mechanech your children. And you have to understand what that means. You have to understand what your uniqueness is. What your special attributes that you have that only you have. That a father can't give over, that a husband can't give over, that only a mother can give over. So what is Torah Simecha? How does Chazal define a Jewish woman? It says in Mishlei, Kol kivoda bas melech penima. That what makes a princess, what gives her kavod, what gives her glory, what gives her honor? Melech penima. It's internal. That Mishlei is explaining to us, Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, that if you want to understand what is the essence of a Jewish woman, what is the power of a Jewish woman, it's penima. It's penimi. It's inner. It's not something that's external. It's not something that you can see. And what they're telling us, the power of a woman is she has the ability to look within. She can look within herself. She can look within other people. And the most importantly, she can see and she can notice the connection, the deep connection that we all have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's something that she has, that's something that she feels, it's something that she senses, and that's her koach. That it's something, our relationship with Hashem is not something that's out there, it's in front of us, it's here, it's within us. And that's a tremendous koach. And the job of a woman is to guard that relationship. It's to make sure that that relationship stays safe. That to make sure that they have, there's a household, that relationship is seen, it's felt. It's not just an idea, but it's lived. And that's the unique, unique responsibility that's given to a woman. And when we understand that, we can understand a couple of major ideas. You can ask yourself, this is a question that I'm assuming that you probably asked at some point in your life, how come we don't get to do mitzvahs like men? It's a good question. It's a very good question. But if you understand that you have a deep inner connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you believe this, it's not just something that's in your brain, but you really believe that you have the power of penimi. You have the power of, I have an inner relationship with Hashem. Something that's penimi, if you have that, then you don't need external things to give you that connection. That connection is there. You have the ability to realize that on your own. A man is someone that's very chitzoni. He's very external. He needs things to make him have a connection with Hashem deep inside. He doesn't have it on his own. And a man needs to do mitzvahs, and a man needs to do these things because he needs to develop that relationship because his makeup is opposite of that. And he needs things to help him to do that. I'm not saying that a woman shouldn't be doing mitzvahs. I'm not here to say they should sit in the back. Tell us, Kash Shal, you should be doing mitzvahs. But a woman doesn't need a minion to daven. She doesn't have obligations all the time that require her to go out and do these things. So of course you need chizuk, and of course you need to do mitzvahs. But it's not something that's essential in a woman's life. And that's why. Why? Because we understand that when you're given that power, you're given that power to automatically to see things at a deeper level. And that's why a woman is the one that gives birth. She's the one that has the closest relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Only the person who has the closest relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu can act like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a creator. And who is going to be the creator in this world? The person who represents and replicates a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the closest in this world. And that's a woman. And that's why who decides if a person is Jewish or not? Is it the man or the woman? It's the woman. Why? Because she ingrained the penimius of a person. Being a Jew is something penimius. It's not something outside. It's not because I have pious, I'm a Jew. It's because my mother was Jewish. She instilled in me that penimius. She gave me that penimius. That inner connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's something that can never be taken. Chazal say that the man, Ish, is compared to the menorah. And that the woman is compared to the Aron Kodesh, and the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? That a man is compared to the menorah, and the woman is compared to the Aron Kodesh. So Chazal explained, what was the menorah? The menorah was something that shined light to the whole world. It was something that went beyond It extended itself to the whole world. It says in Chazal that the light of the Beis HaMikdash, which came from the menorah, illuminated the entire world. Something that went outside, not just inside the Beis HaMikdash. But what happened to the menorah? In the menorah, when we had Galus, and when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, what happened? The menorah was taken. The menorah was taken out to Eretz Yisrael, was sent into Galus. You know the famous, if you go to Rome, you see the Archimedes. Inscriptions there of people carrying out the menorah. The menorah was brought to Rome. It left. It's gone. It can be taken away. What was the Aron Kodesh? The Aron Kodesh was the most penimious thing in the Beis HaMikdash. It was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was the center of the entire Beis HaMikdash. The whole Kedusha came from that makom of the Aron Kodesh. And the Aron Kodesh was a place that only the Kohen Gadol could go into. It was something so deep. It was the place that you felt the Kodesh Baruch Hu the most, was the Aron Kodesh. What happened to the Aron Kodesh? Did the Aron Kodesh ever get exiled? No. It's hidden. It stays there forever. It doesn't leave. And that's why a woman is the Aron Kodesh. Because it means that her Kedusha is always there. That connection is always there. It never leaves. And not only that, it's very panimi. It's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's why the job of a woman, the Torah Simecha. What's the Torah Simecha? The Torah Simecha is to be the Kohen Gadol. It's to be the person to make sure there's Kedusha. It's to be the person to make sure you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your lives. That you make sure that your house is a place that when you walk in, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And only the Kohen Gadol can go there. Only the Kohen Gadol can decide what's going on in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the job of a woman. Rav Meir Shapiro says an unbelievable thing. He says the role of a mother, Meliblin, Rav Meir Shapiro Meliblin, who created Chachmei Liblin. He says a mother's role isn't to explain Rashi to her children. It's great if she can. It's good. It's great. But if you want to know what her essence is what we've been saying. He says, Rav Meir Shapiro, that when you walk into the house, you can smell HaKadosh Baruch. You can feel HaKadosh Baruch. You know HaKadosh Baruch is there. And that all comes from the mother. That's all Torah Simecha. The house is filled with emunah. It's the deepest connection. It's something that can't be lost. It's something that the child will remember the most because it's the most real thing. It's the deepest thing. It's something that you can feel, not just something that's in your brain. It's something that's felt, you live with it. Rav Soloveitchik, I said this to Rav Soloveitchik last year, when he speaks about the Torah, the difference of Torah Simecha, the Torah of the mother, the Torah of the Father. He speaks about his father gave him an intellectual Torah. And we read to you the words that Rav Soloveitchik wrote about his mother, about what he gained from his mother. What kind of Torah does the mother pass on? Most of all, I learned from my mother that Judaism expresses itself not only in formal compliance with the law, but also in a living experience. She taught me that there is a flavor, a scent, a warmth to the mitzvot. I learned from her the most important thing in life, to feel the presence of the Almighty and the gentle pressure of His hand resting upon my frail shoulders. Without her teaching, which quite often transmitted to me in silence, I would have grown up soulless, a soulless being dry and insensitive. But the Rav's saying exactly what we just said. It's not something that you have to speak. It's not something that you have to... it's something that's there. I don't need to tell you about it. You walk in and you know it's there. That's Torah Simecha. That's what Esav was missing. That's what Yishmael was missing. They could hear about Hashem from Avram, but they couldn't sense it because they didn't get the Torah Simecha. And when we understand this, we can understand why is Tzniyah such an important aspect for women, more than men. Woman is something that is the most important thing for a woman. Why? Why is it stressed so much? Why is it so crucial? Why is it so important? Because if a person realizes that the whole essence of a woman is panimi, and that's what she's teaching us, then the way that a person dresses, what they're telling you is, don't focus on my externals. It's not about my externals. It's important, but that's not the ikkar. That's not what I define. When you look at me, don't look at my body. Look inside. Look at my panimius. Look at what I represent. Look at that, I am the Shekhinah. And when a person feels that they're the Shekhinah, then they want to show the whole world that I represent the Shekhinah. I am the Shekhinah. And the way that you do that is the way that you dress. Because dress shows, tells you what to focus on. And what's the reward for being tzenuah? For someone who dresses and is modest, the reward is you bring Talmidei Chachamim to the world. Why is that the reward? It doesn't make any sense. It makes perfect sense. Because when you dress tzenuah, you're saying, I am doing this because I'm bringing Hashem into the world. That's what I want to do. I want to bring Hashem into the world. It's not for me. I'm showing my real essence. And when a person shows that, that means you want to bring Hashem to the world. How do you bring Hashem to the world? What's another way of bringing Hashem to the world? It's having children who are Talmidei Chachamim. Children who bring Torah to the world. Children who bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world through the Torah. That is the only reward you can have. That's the only mida keneged mida you can have. And we know that this is the ikar yesod of a Jewish woman. We see this by the Imahos. That by what we saw by Sarah, it says that Sarah was in the, she was the way that the Torah describes her. She was in the ohel. She was in the tent. She wasn't out in public. It was something that she was tzniyas was something that was very important to her. And you look at Rivka when she got off the camel, she was very tzenuah. That's the only thing we know. Tzniyas is what defined them. And not only that, where does Melech HaMashiach come from? Which woman? Mm-hmm. Why was she chosen for Melech HaMashiach? She's a Gioras. Why was she chosen? If you read Megillas Rus, it would make such a big deal of how she bent over to get the wheat. How she bent over, how tzanuah she was. Mashiach, which is the ultimate revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, can only come from somebody who demonstrated tzniyas on the highest level. And that's a Jewish woman. That's a Torah Simecha. It's a sensitivity. It's giving over something by living it, by not saying anything. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to be loud. You don't have to be the woman of the wall. Because that's not the essence. The essence is, and I'm not saying again, I'm not here to say that Torah and mitzvah is not important for women. That's not my goal. I'm trying to say, though, a thing that we have to realize what the essence of a woman is this idea. A panemius. And there's a question asked. It's very interesting. If you look at Hilchos Chanukah. In Hilchos Chanukah, you look up, open up the Shulchan Aruch, and it says that women were very large, had a very large role in Nes Chanukah. It says that Yehudis, what did she do? She chopped all the women in the time of Chanukah, had to go have relations with the general, with the Greek general. And that was the protocol. Every woman had to do that. What happened? She went and she got the general drunk and she chopped off his head and she ran around saying, "Look who we killed! Look who we killed!" She ran around and she scared away all the army and it's a massive part of the Nes Chanukah. But the Chassam Sofer asked a question. It's interesting, if you look at Hilchos Chanukah, in Ikar Adin, if you look at the Din, a woman doesn't have a chiyuv to light Chanukah menorahs. She can if she wants to, but a married woman, for sure, her husband lights for her. But I don't understand. She's the Ikar Nes of Chanukah, but she doesn't light the menorah? What's going on? Why doesn't she light the menorah? She should be the one lighting the menorah. That would be the greatest Parsumei Nisa that will reveal the Nes on the highest level. Let her do it. So the Chassam Sofer says, the original way that we lit Chanukah, we're used to it from America, we light inside, we light from the window, from inside our house. That's how we think that the original takana of lighting Chanukah menorahs was enacted. And the truth is, in Eretz Yisrael, how do we do in Eretz Yisrael? Everybody lights up. Most people light outside. You get a box, you light outside, you go out to the street. It's bigger Parsumei Nisa. You show everybody. You'll go, it's amazing. You walk around Yerushalayim on Chanukah, it's beautiful. Everybody has their menorahs out. It's unbelievable. The Chassam Sofer says, what's the idea of lighting the Chanukah menorah? The idea of lighting the Chanukah menorah was Yavan was saying, no Kedusha, no relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're not going to kill you, but you have no relationship with Hashem. No Kedusha, no Shabbos, no Mila, nothing. What's the Parsumei Nisa? When we light the menorah, saying, no, we're Kadosh, no, we're holy. We're Am that represents a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Going back to our holy soul that we just said, Chassam Sofer says, when it used to be that the takana was to go outside and to everybody to light, to do it, and the whole idea was Parsumei Nisa for Kadosh. I'm sorry. And when we do that, when we light outside, What's the reward if you light properly? A person really does things properly during Hanukkah, you get a schar to have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. Right? Why? Because the whole idea is, we just said, when you're doing Pratsumei Nisa for Kedusha, for Tznius, when you do that, the reward is you get children who are Talmidei Chachamim. So when I go to light the Chachamim, when I do that properly, I say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're holy, we're showing the whole world we're holy, so I'll get children who are Talmidei Chachamim. So why doesn't a woman light? Chassam Sofer says, the whole idea is to show Kedusha. And the whole idea is to show Pratsumei Nisa of that we're a holy nation and that Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us. What is it when a woman, when you have to go outside to the street, everybody sees you? Chassam Sofer says, that's Nias. It's not the essence of what a woman is. It's not the Pnimius of what we said it is. When a woman doesn't go outside to light, when she doesn't do that, before you wouldn't understand this, now I have to make it very clear. When she doesn't light, she is doing Pratsumei Nisa. She's doing the same thing that the menorah is doing when she doesn't go to light. And you know what her reward is going to be? Her reward is going to be for not lighting. Her children will be Talmidei Chachamim. Her children are going to be Talmidei Chachamim. Why? Because she's fulfilling the same thing that the Chanukah menorah is doing. And the idea is the essence. And again, I'm not saying, I don't want to get in trouble here. I don't get to light. No, you get to light Chanukah menorah. Kavaldik, you should light Chanukah menorah. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but understanding the essence. A person wants to be panemius. If you want to be superficial, great. I mean, but you're just not going to fulfill great things. A person wants to be a panemius person. You have to understand things deep. This is what the essence is. This is the essence of a woman, is to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the world. And to show the world, Torah Simecha. That's going to be your job. This is your job. It's the greatest responsibility of the world. The Kohen Gadol had the greatest responsibility of all Klal Yisrael. And if you think about what the Kohen Gadol did all day, think about what he did. He's the holiest man in Klal Yisrael. He's in charge of bringing Kedusha to the world. What did he do all day? He shechted the korbanos. He was doing such physical things. You would think he should be involved in such spirituality. He really wasn't. He was involved in completely physical things. Because we show that even in the physical, even when I'm in the day-to-day life, I could bring Hashem to that life. So the question is, how do we acquire Torah Simech? If that's the essence of who we are, and that's what we're supposed to be doing, how do we acquire that? How do we make sure that we understand this idea? So I want to say an idea from this week's parsha. Last two questions, I'm going to answer them at different times. First of all, it says that Yaakov Avinu, before he left his parents' house, he went to Laban's house. Chazal say that before he went to Laban's house, what happened? He went to go learn for 14 years by the yeshiva of Shem Be'Eder. The question is, he just grew up in Yitzhak's house. He was a Talmid Chacham. The Chazal explained him as Ish Tam Yoshev O'alim. He was already a Talmid Chacham. What's Yoshev O'alim? He was found in the tent of the Beis Medrash. He was already a Talmid Chacham. So why did he have to go learn for 14 years by Shem Be'Eder? He himself was already a very learned man. He was ready. Why do you have to do that? Question number one. Question number two, it says that Rachel steals the Avodah Zarah of Laban. Why did she steal the Avodah Zarah of Laban? What's going on? So the Zohar says that these statues, these Avodah Zarahs, they had a power of being able to reveal things. They were able to tell things. They were able to tell Laban, if he wanted to know where did Yaakov go, the Avodah Zarah could tell him. They're able to locate things. So Rachel took those Avodah Zarahs. Great. But the question is, it says that she took them, and it says that she sat on them. What's the significance of sitting on them? Obviously, the Pashut reading, Chitonius reading, is she sat on them so Laban wouldn't find them. But what was going on at a Pnimius level? What was going on at a deeper level? So the Zohar says that it wasn't just enough to take away these Avodah Zarahs. She had to do more than that. She had to say, these Avodah Zarahs are not kosher. She had to belittle the Avodah Zarahs to say, they are not important. And when she said they're not important, they no longer have a koach. They no longer mean anything. And that's what Rachel was doing when she sat down on those Avodah Zarahs, saying, you Avodah Zarah are nothing. You're not kosher. You don't have any more koach because I'm not giving you chashivos. And Rachel's teaching us an amazing idea. Rachel's teaching us that how do you make things significant in your life? How do you make things have koach in your life? The way that you make things powerful is by showing them chashivos. Is by showing that they're important. By saying, this is who I am. This is the center of my existence. And what Rachel's saying to us is that you're going to have so many times in your life where there's going to be things that you're going to decide, is this the center of my life or not? Is this going to be chashiv or not? And Rachel's saying the way that you're going to show it is by what is important to you. What means something to you. What do you put in the middle of your life? Is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it the things that get you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is it Chas V'Shalom things that take you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And I believe that one way that we get Torah Simecha, the way that we develop Torah Simecha, is asking ourselves, what is Chashiv in our lives? What do I look up to? What do I associate myself with? What gets me excited? How do I define myself? What types of things do I read? What types of things do I think about? What types of things do I talk about with my friends? Because what you talk about and what you think about and what you, everything that you do, that defines what's kosher in your life. And in order to be a Torah Simecha, in order to bring Hashem into this world, requires making sure that your chashivas are the things that bring Hashem into this world. Because without that, you can't. And we ask, why did Yaakov Avinu have to go and learn for 14 years? He already was a Talmid Chacham, he already learned by Yitzchak. So the answer is, when he went to Shem Ve'Eber, it was a very different type of learning. You're right, he grew up in a house of Torah, and he grew up in a house of mitzvahs, and that's great. But Yaakov was about to go to the biggest challenge of his life. He was about to go live by Lavan's house. He was about to go fight with Esau. He's about to encounter the greatest challenges. And in order to encounter those challenges, it's not just enough to know Torah, but he had to understand the chashivos of Torah. He had to understand the power of Torah. Shem Ve'Eber were people who lived through the Dor HaFlaga. They lived through a generation that was preaching the opposite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Eber, they taught the Torah of chashivos HaTorah, the power of Torah. To understand that you don't just learn Torah and it's intellectual and it's great, but it has a real power. It can change things. It's the most chashiv thing in your life and it's the existence. It brings a Kadosh Baruch Hu to this world. That's what he needed to learn. He needed to learn that I'm going to go to a place that's going to teach me this is chashiv and this is chashiv and this is chashiv. At that moment, he had to really get ingrained inside himself and know Torah tells me what's chashiv. Torah brings Hashem to this world. And that's what he needed to gain. That's why it says, I think, this is my pshat, and I want to say that, it says the Chazal said that when Yaakov was at the Beis Medrash of Shem Eber, he didn't sleep for 14 years. How can you not sleep for 14 years? That's crazy. That's ridiculous. But I was thinking the pshat is like this. That when Yaakov Avinu was in the Beis Medrash of Shem Eber, he was learning about Chashivas HaTorah, the Koach HaTorah. And when a person's learning about Chashivas HaTorah, the Torah awakens him. The Torah makes him alive. He's awake. And even when you're sleeping, you're a different person. You're awake because you understand the koach. You understand what you're doing. You understand why you're here. And that's the idea. That a person has to understand what takes him away from Hashem, what he makes chashiv, and what he doesn't make chashiv. And I'll tell you guys, this applies to everybody. It applies to you. It applies to me. It applies to any thinking person in this world. If you look around this world, I don't have to tell you the things that pull us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have to be rocket scientists to discover this. We live in a world, we're in the month of Kislev now. We live in a world of Yavan. Yavan comes and says, you're not Kadosh. You're not holy. Look at this. Be involved in this. It gets us to be so involved in our iPad. I'm saying, our iPhones. I'm saying, I have an iPhone. It gets us so caught up and making things kosher that we don't leave space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't leave space for the things that are kosher. We don't have the ability to think. And when you come to Chanukah, and when you come to the month of Kislev, Chazal say that every month has a koach. Every month has something special to give us. And the idea of Chanukah comes at the end of the month. It comes when it's dark. It comes when we feel so downtrodden. We feel like Yavan overtakes our lives and we don't know what's Chashuv anymore. We get confused. We all feel that. It's darkness. It's the only Yantif at the end of the month. At the darkest time. Why? The Kharsh Baruch was saying, in that darkness, in that time when you feel Yavan is overtaking you, and you feel like you can't escape, realize the Koach of Kislev. The Koach of Kislev is the Rabbi Miyan Miyatin. That the strong are going to fall to the weak. What does that mean? The Rabbim of the world, the Rabbim that tells you a Kharsh Baruch Hu doesn't exist, the Rabbim that tells you you're not holy, the Rabbim that tells you you're not special, the Rabbim that tells you that you're not unique. In Kislev, we say, us, the Ma'atim, us, who we're the small people in the world, we're going to defeat you. That's the Koach of Kislev. The Koach of Kislev is what? You find a little Pach HaShemen. You look deep inside. You find a little Pach HaShemen that has the seal of the Kohen Gadol on top. What does that mean? It's a place that Tumah never entered. There's a place in all of us. Every person, no matter how deep inside the oven we are, no matter how far your brain gets lost and doesn't know what's chashev anymore, there's a peace inside of you that knows you're chashev, that knows you're holy. And that ma'atim, that is what we're revealing in the month of Kislev. That is what we're revealing in the month of Chanukah. What we're saying is, I know what's chashev. The whole year, it's hard for me to know what's chashev, but this month, Hashem gives us siyata d'shmaya. You can get through it. You can discover your uniqueness. You can discover an or, the greatest light that's inside all of us. You can discover that light that sheds light to what's chashuv in this world, of what my tafkid is in this world, of what it means to be an ima, what it means to give over the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's what we're here for. That's our tafkid. It's to realize you're a neshama. It's to realize you're pure, that you're kadosh, that you're tahor, and that's who you are. You're nothing else besides that. Nothing else besides that. That's our job. Kislev, Chazal say in the Sefer Yetzirah, the Sefer Yetzirah says that every month has a letter that is the koach of the month. The koach of the month of Kislev is the letter Samach. What's the letter Samach? The letter Samach represents the circle of life. Then we go through life over and over and over and over and over and over again, over and over and over again. And what happens? We get lost in the circle of life. The dreidel, you spin the dreidel, it's a circle that the dreidel lives. What does that mean? It represents that feeling of falling asleep, the feeling of not feeling chashuv, the feeling of it's routine. I'm not holy, I'm not unique, I'm not special. Samech represents it's 1/60th, sleep is 1/60th of death. Samech is in Gematria 60. It represents the idea of sleep, of you're falling asleep. But what's the koach of Samech and Kislev? Is that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Someich Hashem Lecho Anoflin. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I am the koach of Samech. I will pick you up. I will elevate you. You're falling. It's hard. You don't know what it means to be a Jew, and it's hard for you. You know what it means to Torah Simecha, but you can't fulfill it. I'll help you in this month. I'm here for you in this month. But we have to turn to Hashem with the David. And say, Hashem, I know you're here. Let me feel my chashivas. Let me feel what I'm here to accomplish. Let me feel the Torah Simecha. Why? So I can bring you to this world. And why? Because I'm going to have children in Meretz Hashem. Meretz Hashem every year should have children. Lots of children. And you should be zocha to be the Torah Simecha. And to give him the chashivas. But it starts now. It doesn't, I'll tell you, Yaakov Avinu, he grew up in a beautiful family. We grew up in Yitzhak's home. We all grew up in beautiful families. We all grew up in beautiful homes. But that Torah wasn't enough. You need the Torah of Shem Be'Ever. The Torah of Eretz Yisrael. The Torah of sitting in this space Medrash. Of sitting here and discovering what's Chashiv. That is the Torah of Shem Be'Ever. That's what you need before you go to the world. Before you go out to the world and you face Lavan. And you're going to face Esau. And you're going to face Yavan. Everybody, they're all out there. Shema, everybody, they're all out there. In order to do that, you need the Torah of Shem Be'Ever. And I want to end with one final idea. That before Yaakov Avinu leaves Eretz Yisrael, it says, right before he falls asleep at Har HaBayis, says that Yaakov Avinu has a dream. A dream that he's sitting with ladders, you know, in Aretz, and it's going up to Shemayim, Malachim, going up and down. What's the purpose of the dream? What's the dream telling us? Why does Yaakov dream before he leaves? And I believe, it's a very strong idea that I believe in, that before a person goes out, Yaakov is about to leave Eretz Yisrael. He's about to go into challenges. In order to be successful in the challenges, he has to dream. He's got to dream. He's got to think about what is chashuv. He has to realize, I'm in this world. But the ladder is going up to Shemayim. Even though I'm going to be involved in this world, even though I'm going to be involved with Esav and Laban, I still have to be in Shemayim. I still have to know what's chashuv. And I believe the last step of becoming Torah Simcha, A, is knowing chashivos. What's chashuv? What brings me to Hashem? What takes me away from Hashem? What do I focus on? But the second step is, do I have a dream? What's my dream? What do I want to accomplish? For a lot of us, we don't have dreams. A lot of us, what are we doing? We're here this year. Why? So I can put on my shidduch resume that I went to seminary. So I won't seem weird. If I don't go to seminary, it's going to be weird. Some of us maybe come to Israel, maybe some of us come to learn. Fine, very nice. But most of us just go because that's what you do. And what happens is it's very dangerous to come in like that. Because what happens? You come here, you'll do what you're supposed to do, you'll follow your schedule, you'll do everything you're supposed to do, you'll check everything off. But it does become real. And you don't think beyond. And a person who dreams, a dreamer is someone who says, I want to be something great. I want to be something special. I don't just want to be stam. No one wants to be stam. When you're stam, you're a beinoni, you're a mediocre person. No one wants to be a mediocre person. A dream says, what do I want to be? What do I want to accomplish? What do I want to get to? If you don't have a dream, you're just going to go through everything, stop. A dream of, how do I envision myself? How do I envision my home? What comes into my home? As a Torah Simcha, what does it mean to be a Torah Simcha? How do I envision myself? How am I going to get there? How can I become great? There's enough beinoni people in this world. I'd say, guys, girls, there's enough beinoni people in this world. We need people who are great. People who think big. People who are on fire. We'll end with this. I heard once from Moshe Weinberger that he said the whole last week's parsha was about Avraham Avinu dug wells and the Plishtim covered up the wells. And Yitzhak came and he undug them. What's going on here? What's happening? So he said, what's the koach of the Plishtim? The Plishtim were the ones that dug up the well. It says they were sasum, the wells. What does the word sasum mean? It says there's different types of avodah zaras. There are some people who come and say, do an avera. Do an avera, do an avera. Go. The Yitzhar says, do an avera, do it. Go, go, go. Nothing's going to happen. Don't worry. That's one type of avera. That's one type of Yitzhar. The second type of Yitzhar is the Plishtim. What are the Plishtim? The Plishtim say, sasum. Be stam. Just be regular. Be stam. Stam. Live life stam. Live life stam. Don't be inspired. Don't read for godless. Just be stam. I said, no one wants to be stam. No one wants to be a stam mother. No one wants to be a stam wife. No one wants to get a stam grade on a test. So why do we want to be stam over the Hashem? That's the message. Become Torah Simcha. Summarize, Torah Simcha. Torah Simcha means I see my deep relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everybody who's around me sees that deep relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the way I talk, the way I look, the way I think. And the way that Torah Simcha comes about is through chashivos, what's chashiv. What's important in my life. And most importantly, what are my dreams? What do I want to accomplish? Not to forget that this month, guys, this is the month. The month you can grow. The month that the ketanim can become great. That you can recognize your holiness. And to daven to Hashem to show you your holiness. Daven, we have to daven. Davening is the way that we can see, we think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer us. And mir to Hashem, may bracha to all of us, that we become real Jews, that we all be zochah to Torah Simcha, that we all be zochah to see Hashem, to feel Hashem. And then we should all be zochah to give nachas ruach to ourselves to our families, to our communities, to Klal Yisrael, and most importantly, to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Mitzvah Hashem, when we do that, we'll be Zocha. Kadosh Baruch Hu will see our yearning for Him, and He'll say, I'll come back, you'll see me, I'm here. He'll come reveal Himself to us at the building of the Beis HaMikdash, in Heir of Yamenu. Amen.
Amen.